working fine. Just turn it on, let it go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you promise not to be scared, I'll pull out my book here.
You don't scare me, any fella.
But you see, there's not much on the page.
Well, no, I don't.
You'll enjoy this.
Gave me a
pass.
Oh, I asked her the
thank
rooms,
you.
The rooms of her house, and all sorts of penetrating things like that. You see, this is really prying. You want to know all sorts of secrets, like, what are the rooms of your house?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, for instance, it's junk rooms right now because we haven't had anybody keeping it out for over 2 months.
Now, you said junk room. What does this mean? Anything special?
No. It's a little special, actually. See, my wife, she's pretty heavily struck on this, dried arrangements and different pots. And she uses a lot of that in that thing, and she has one room she designates for that purpose.
That's the junk room.
Yeah, that's what she calls the junk room. Actually, it's supposed to be my room. And
sounds like my room.
Yeah. Well, you're married then.
Yeah. Well, we built a house and we had 3 bedrooms. We walked through it and we said, now let's see, this will be the study.
Sure.
I had my thing all set up, moved my bookcases in there. Have a door that I use for a desk. I put that in there, got it all set up fine. Lo and behold, if one of the kids isn't in there now. And I can't go in there after 7 o'clock because the kid's asleep. And she hollers and yells and says, get out. So I go. I can hardly wait till she's bigger. We'll gang them up. When you were a boy, what did you call the room in your house where you entertained guests? This would be not the first house, perhaps, but the later one, when you build a bigger one.
Well, when I was a boy, we had, in the ranch there, about the first time I remember anything about it, I guess I must have been 6 years old. And there was, I believe there was 4 or 5 rooms to the house, porch all around, and there was 1-2 bedrooms in that place, and then actually one of them was the office room. Mm-hmm. Rollaway desk and chairs and different things that they did do a lot of business in that particular room. And I guess it was a wood stove, it was a kitchen, and we had no parlor.
Well, they called it the front room, though.
Well, I don't think, yes, that was calling the word, but I don't recall having a front room to the desk. The business room of the thing was the one there on the ranch house that I grew up in, actually.
Well,
that
was
the front room or parlor?
Well, I expect it to be a front room, maybe instead of a parlor. I don't think it got that fussy along. Maybe I believe, yeah.
How'd you heat your house?
Wood.
What'd you burn it in?
Stove. No fireplace in that house. Uh-huh. It was a stove. One of them, it was a big stove and a box heater. It was called a box heater. Uh-huh. That's what they used.
Now, you mentioned a fireplace. Did you have one of those later?
No. We never had a fireplace in that ranch house. It had a cook stove. They did away with that fireplace before I ever got there. It was made out of mud. They tell me that thing was made out of mud and it smoked terrible, and when they finally got shut of the thing, they put in a big box heater there, and that was the heating device with wood.
Now, on this fireplace here, what would you call those big metal things there that are they holding up those logs?
No, they're not holding them up. They look like they hold them up, but there was fire logs in there.